Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Winter can be a time for dormancy, but winter injuries can be just as bad as summer. To recognize these, we'll discuss how some winter climate patterns affect outdoor plants, and also how they can be treated or prevented. Firstly, when snow and ice are in the forecast, cities and homeowners both will salt the roads like there's no tomorrow. Plants and salts don't mix, so you'll want to be mindful where you scatter and be ready to rinse or soak the salted plants after weather turns more favorable. Winter obviously doesn't have the heat waves of summer, but it can have drought. Drought can be a killer of trees, deciduous and evergreen both. But how do you water a tree when temperatures are at or below zero? Well, the answer is to water when daytime temperatures are above freezing, around 40, and when the ground is not frozen. Remember to not just water the surface layer, but also a deep soak for trees that have a few more decades underneath their bark. Kansas won't see permafrost, of course, but it's best to water when the soil can absorb it, like when it's warm. Once in the ground, the water will provide some insulation for the plant, which means that it shouldn't freeze provided that temperatures don't plummet below zero. Winter desiccation can be a real threat to perennials. Obviously, this means deciduous trees and shrubs won't come back in the spring, but it can also be a killer of evergreens. Remember, the trees that are green throughout winter aren't dormant and will utilize a lot more water. Another injury, one that is caused by too much precipitation, is snow damage. Snow can eventually provide water for a tree's roots, but it's no good while it remains solid and above the ground. Snow accumulation can damage trees as it builds up on limbs. Just like heavy winds, a heavy blanket of snow can have enough force to snap tree limbs. This requires a heavy snowfall of several inches and the right branch placement. However, trees that didn't lose all of their leaves in the fall may be more susceptible. This damage can be avoided by maintaining good branch angles and tree shape, and of course, by knocking off accumulated snowfall. The last injury to talk about is freeze-thaw damage, or bark damage in general. Freeze damage occurs after temperatures rise and fall to drastic lows, typically far below freezing in the single digits and negatives when the tree sap finally freezes and expands. This causes large splits in the wood, usually in sapwood and not the heartwood of trees. A similar bark issue is sunscald, which is caused by the opposite stressor. Sunscald in winter happens when strong southern sun exposure heats up the sap below the bark, usually on one side of the tree. Both of these can be prevented with tree wraps, bought either at a garden center or homemade. An insulating wrap around a trunk can protect from freezing temperatures, and a bright, somewhat reflective wrap can block the sun's rays. Keep these tips in mind before winter weather truly hits us. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.